This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. California's Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon has angered advocates of single-payer health care in the nation's most populous state after he decided to table Senate Bill 562 for a year. The Senate had passed the bill to create a state-run health care system, but now it appears that single-payer may have to wait for at least a year before it can be considered, unless activists are successful in overturning Rendon's decision. Rendon justified his action, saying the bill was, quote, woefully inadequate. At the heart of the matter is the apparent lack of a funding plan to make the bill a reality. The Nurses Union, which has been the main political driving force behind SB 562, is mobilizing against Rendon's decision this week. And joining me is Don Nielsen. He is the Director of Government Relations at the California Nurses Association. Welcome to the program, Don.
Thanks very much.
So what do you make of this justification that the bill is woefully inadequate because there is no funding plan?
Well, it's completely baseless and it's downright cowardly to do something like that at 5 p.m. on a Friday without any prior notice to us or anybody else, the authors of the bill. You know, you just don't do that in the Capitol. If you're going to do something, you call first. And so it was an attempt to slip it in, and it was cowardly. And it was, frankly, it's a move that I think is going to blow up in the Speaker's face and the Democratic Party's face, because it came, remember, the day after the U.S. Senate passed its version of so-called healthcare reform promoted by the Republicans, which is a complete disaster for everyone. It's going to do away with Medicaid as we know it, going to be extremely harmful. And instead of getting behind our bill, which is a serious effort to reform healthcare and fix our broken system, the Speaker pulled this move that, frankly, it's something you'd think, you know, you'd expect from Mitch McConnell or somebody. It's an outrageous move, and it puts the Democratic Party aligns them along with, the healthcare industry, the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical, the drug companies. All of them are freaked out about our very serious attempt here to try and move our bill, a single payer bill.
So how do you respond to this notion that there is no funding plan? What's your comeback?
Well, first of all, we released a study. We commissioned and released a study several weeks back, right before the Senate Appropriations Committee met and looked at the bill. They obviously felt that we had sufficiently answered for the time being the question of funding, approved it, passed it on to the Senate floor. An overwhelming majority of the senators in the state Senate also approved it and moved it on. You know, it's not unusual to have bills that are moved forward that require work, that still need to have a few gaps filled here and there. And this is nothing new. And we were prepared and still are prepared to work with any legislator who is serious about reforming healthcare as we know it. And that's what we expected. We had met just this last week with the chair of the Assembly Health Committee, which is where we assumed the bill would be assigned after the Rules Committee. We met with Chairman Jim Wood. We met the week before with his policy consultant, and also we met with the Speaker's health policy specialist, Agnes Lee. None of them gave us any inkling that this was coming. In fact, they identified concerns, and we said, okay, we are very serious about continuing to move this bill and get it to the governor's desk this session, and we will address as many of your concerns as possible. So we heard their concerns, and we filed Friday afternoon with the author of the bill, Senator Ricardo Lara, 17 amendments to the bill that were designed to address some of these concerns that have been raised. But at the end of the day, the issue is not whether the bill is complete or not. That's not how the system works. This is, you know, you allow it to work its way through the democratic process. You don't, in some sort of paternalistic or even dictatorial fashion, decide on your own what's going, you're going to allow to go through the process or not. You know, we are playing by the rules, and we're asking Mr. Rendon to do the same thing.
So, Don, is it possible that the federal government's issue and the Republican-dominated Senate's taking up of or revealing of their American Health Care Act or their version of it may have anything to do with what happened in California? Because we know that Governor Jerry Brown, for example, has been one of the most ardent supporters of the Affordable Care Act, of Obamacare, and has not really been as enthusiastic about single payer as I know you would like him to be.
Well, the problem is that you can't just sit back and wait to see what the Republicans are going to do to destroy healthcare in this country. The Affordable Care Act has made many improvements over the pre-existing system, but it still falls short in many ways as well. Premiums, there's no cap on premiums that insurance companies can charge. So those costs have continued to go up. So while it has given access to insurance for many people, what has resulted is that prices are out of control. People can't afford their health care. And so what we're saying is we're not about access to insurance. We're about access to health care. And so we want to build on what the ACA did and go to the next level. You know, there was a great article yesterday by Bill Moyers on the internet that made that point. The ACA needs to be defended at the national level. There is no doubt about that. But it's not the be-all, end-all. We need to build on it. And right now we have the momentum. Everybody is focused on this issue. The overwhelming majority of Americans, and in particular Californians, want single payer health care, Medicare for all, guaranteed health care for all, whatever label you want to put on it. That's what they want. Our polling shows over 70% of Californians want that. Over 85% of Democrats want it. So why the speaker would choose this moment to do this, I think it's a terrible and cowardly act. And I think it has also to do with him trying to prevent some of the Democratic Assembly members who have not gotten on board yet with the concept to keep from having to vote on the issue.
Talk about what CNA, what the Nurses Union is planning then to hold Rendon accountable for his act. It's amazing that a single person can stop in its tracks, at least for 1 year, what so many millions of Californians are relying on. So how are you planning on confronting Rendon? And is there a way for him to overturn his decision? I mean, is it just a matter of him saying, actually, I changed my mind, I'll take it off hold?
Yes, it's that simple. All he has to do is say, okay, let's release it from the Rules Committee. Let's assign it to a committee. There's still plenty of time. You know, there's time to do it. Although we're running out of time and we're concerned that this is about running out the clock, but he can reverse himself.
What's the deadline? When you say we're running out of time, what does that mean?
Well, the deadline to get bills out of the Policy Committee, which is the first step, is July 14th. The Health Committee has told us that they've got their own deadline of July 11th. Now, you know, that's a couple weeks off, but it's not tons of time, right? We've got to move this thing, and we've got to move it now. And so people need to let the Speaker know that they want him today to reverse his decision, let the bill out of the Rules Committee, assign it to the Health Committee, which is what the Senate did when it considered the bill, and that's the normal process. Let it go, right? And there's precedent for that. Remember, there have been two other bills in the last 10 to 15 years regarding single payer that the California legislature passed and put on the governor's desk. And both of them, by the way, neither one of them, I should say, had any funding mechanism in those bills. So it's fairly disingenuous to have that precedent sitting out there and then turn around and claim, well, we can't pass it because it doesn't have a funding mechanism in it. It doesn't need that at this moment. And we fully intend to put that into the bill, right? We had told that. We told the chairman, we've told everyone we've talked to that the goal is to get the policy matters worked out first. And then right before the Appropriations Committee, we can, you know, if that's the will of the legislature, we can put in the funding mechanism. But the speaker has to reverse himself. And if he does, people won't care that he did what he did Friday. Now's the time to reverse it.
What are you calling on ordinary Californians to do? I know that you are mobilizing in Sacramento. Can people join you? Can they make phone calls?
Yes, we're asking people, number one, to call Senator Rendon's office, both in Southgate, his district office, and in Sacramento. We're asking We have two actions this week, one tomorrow at his office in Southgate.
And that's Tuesday.
Yes, tomorrow, Tuesday. And we're asking, and then we have an action Wednesday in Sacramento where we're going to be going to the Capitol with the same intent, asking the speaker to release the bill. So, and everyone is welcome and in fact encouraged to engage with us in those three efforts, phone calls, and then come out in person and let him know how much they are opposed to his action. You know, whether ultimately the points he raised on Friday are correct or right, you know, that's not the issue. The issue is let the democratic process work. That's why we have a bicameral legislature, so that both houses can weigh in and talk about what needs to be done. Let that process go. Why would you stop that at this point when it's so overwhelmingly supported by the vast majority of the public?
Hey, Don, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll keep an eye on this story.
Thank you, Sonali. We really appreciate it.
My guest is Don Nielsen, Director of Government Relations at the California Nurses Association. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.